Okay, let's get into this. We're doing a deep dive today on a concept that sounds really mathematical, inflection points.
It does. It sounds like something from a geometry class.
Exactly. But it turns out to be this incredibly practical tool for, mapping out the transitions in your life.
Yeah.
We've got some fascinating source material that helps us get from that abstract idea to some real actionable insight.
That's the mission today. We want to give you a kind of shortcut, a way to recognize these hidden moments of transition.
Hidden moments.
Yeah. The goal is to see when all those separate elements in your life, those little feelings, those floating dots of experience, when they suddenly, click together into a clear pattern. We're looking for that exact moment of awareness that just shifts everything.
And the real hook for this whole conversation, I think, comes down to one core idea. What happens when you become aware that something has taken form?
Right. Not when it's finished.
No, not at all. It's when you see the shape for the very first time. We're going to explore that moment of coalescence and what that realization really asks of you.
And we can start with a surprisingly tangible example. It's from the work of B.K. Chovani, who talks about the half birthday.
I love the starting point. It's so simple, but it's really insightful. So if your birthday is, say, June 16th, then December 16th is the halfway mark.
A day most of us just, completely ignore.
Right, but BK's point is that we should look at how we mark time.
He points out that we only really celebrate these big transitions at the very end of a cycle. When you go from being 37 to 38, we celebrate the conclusion. But he's asking, shouldn't the middle point be the transition we recognize?
Because that's the point where you're exactly halfway between what you were and what you're becoming.
Precisely. The moment you cross that midpoint, you are mathematically closer to your next age than your last one. You're literally living into the future.
And ignoring that is like ignoring the momentum that's already building,
Yeah.
which brings us to the more formal definition we need, the inflection point.
Mathematically, an inflection point is just where a curve changes direction. Think of a roller coaster track. You're in a dip, a concave curve. The inflection point is that moment at the very bottom where the track subtly begins to arc upwards, becoming convex. The direction is still forward, but the nature of the movement has completely
The
changed.
character of the curve shifts.
Yeah.
And if we pull that idea into our lives, the takeaway is, well, it's profound, but it's also really simple.
It is.
The moment you notice something is changing, that's the moment the transition has already started inside you. The awareness is the pivot.
It's the difference between just feeling the curve shift underneath you, the external stuff, and consciously recognizing that your internal relationship to that curve has changed for good.
So let's shift from that geometric idea to something a bit more organic. While BK focuses on the sharp inflection point, one of our other sources, Rachel, uses a different word, a word that feels more, experiential.
Coalescing.
Coalescing.
And I think that frames it perfectly. It's not some big crisis or a single decision. It's more of a space where separate things just come together. Rachel defines it as this awareness that things have formed a shape.
And that idea of a shape is so useful. It lets you zoom out. I mean, think about a long-term relationship or huge project. It wasn't just suddenly there one day.
No.
Instead, you wake up one morning and you realize, oh, I can see what this has been becoming the whole time. The pieces were always there, but now they've coalesced. You can see the form.
And here's a really crucial point, the sources stress the neutrality of this shape. It's not good or bad. Rachel says it can be jagged and free, jazzy and dissonant, or it could be harmonious and smooth, close to relative perfect pitch.
But doesn't that make it harder to recognize? I mean, psychologically, we're kind of wired to look for obvious signs, right? Good or bad, a crisis, a windfall.
That's the whole challenge. The shape just is. It's a structure. It has a coherence. Even if that coherence feels chaotic, if we wait until that shape becomes a crisis, we've missed the inflection point completely.
Okay, so the point is just to notice that the structure exists now.
Because that recognition forces the only question that actually matters. The real inflection point isn't the change itself. It's the moment you ask, okay, now that I see this shape, how am I going to engage with it moving forward?
You can't unsee it.
You can't. That awareness forces you to engage. You shift from just passively experiencing things to actively relating to this integrated whole.
Let's make this even clearer. Rachel uses this really powerful analogy to explain pattern recognition,
Yeah.
the constellation metaphor.
It's perfect for this. The stars, those are the facts of your life.
Right.
The circumstances, the experiences, they're just the dots. They're there. They don't move.
Right.
But the lines we draw between them, the
Yeah.
patterns we see, Those are human, they're subjective, and they can change completely based on our awareness.
So an inflection point is when you look up at the exact same stars,
yeah,
and you see a totally new constellation. The dots are the same, but your perception, the pattern you're relating to, has reformed.
We see this all the time with emotional transitions, like the anecdote about feeling stuck in a job. You might spend a whole year feeling stuck, thinking, I have to fix this. Then one morning you realize, wait a minute, I'm not stuck. I'm done.
Oh, wow.
This whole past year, it wasn't about being stuck. It was a slow goodbye. The circumstances didn't change at all, but the constellation shifted.
And that breaks the inertia. Once you can see the shape, spiky or smooth, whatever it is, you can finally work with it. You can act.
Rachel calls it awareness of form, or awareness of like a doorway. You can't navigate a pattern you don't see, and you can't choose to walk through a door until you see the door.
Which brings us to how this connects to really high personal stakes. We can ground this in D.K. Shivani's experience. He was talking about his journey after finishing this incredibly disciplined 42-day practice, fasting, cold baths, the works.
Right. And he finds himself standing at a threshold. He's about to go to India. And that intense discipline, it wasn't an end in itself. It was a process that brought him to an unavoidable choice point.
He sees the decision in front of him. Do I go back to my normal life, or do I use this momentum to go even deeper?
He even jokes about becoming a monk.
Right. The 42-day practice didn't make the choice for him. It made the choice visible. It clarified the shape of his future and brought him to a doorway that wasn't there before.
And that doorway is such a powerful symbol for this.
Let's break that down, because the symbol itself contains all the pieces of this transitional moment.
Absolutely. So first, a doorway is liminal. It's a threshold. You're suspended. You're not quite where you were, but you're not where you're going either. You are literally in transition.
And that liminal space can be so uncomfortable, can't it? It challenges the identity you had before. It makes you sit in that neither here nor there feeling while the new form sort of comes together.
Then the second thing is, it's bilateral. You have agency. Once you see the doorway, you can choose to walk through, or you can choose to stay put. But either way, it has to be an active choice now.
Because if you don't see it as a doorway, you're just staying put passively, by default. But the moment you see it, staying becomes a conscious decision.
Exactly. And third, the doorway is neutral. It doesn't judge you, it just exists. It's a marker of possibility that demands you acknowledge it.
And the last piece, the most critical one, is that it requires awareness. You can't choose anything if you don't see the threshold in the first place.
And to bring it back to BK's half-birthday idea, he realized he was closer to the next thing, the journey, than he was to the start of his practice. He'd crossed the midpoint. Once you see the door, you can't unsee that possibility.
Okay, so if noticing is the key, how do we get better at it? How can we, you know, develop this capacity to see coalescence in our own lives? We pull out a 5-step practice from the material.
This is the framework for moving from being subject to change to being an active participant in It.
Okay, step one, slow down enough to notice. This sounds so obvious, but it's everything. If you're just rushing through your days, you won't see the constellations. You need that spaciousness for the shape to reveal itself.
It's about resisting that immediate urge to fix everything. You have to create enough quiet for the pattern to just emerge. Otherwise, all you see are the frantic individual dots, never the shape.
Step two, look for coalescence. Actively ask yourself, what pattern is forming right now? What things that felt separate before, feelings, commitments, ideas, are now connecting?
Then, step three, name the shape without judging it. This is about being precise and neutral. You might say, this hobby has coalesced into a new identity, not just a pastime. Or, this conflict has formed into a shape of avoidance, not resolution. Naming it gives you power.
And step four, observe if it's harmonious or dissonant. Is the shape smooth, circular, or is it, like Rachel says, jazzy and spiky?
And both are valid. The dissonance isn't a problem to solve just yet. It's just a characteristic of the current pattern. You just have to observe what it is.
This keeps us from only looking for the good shapes.
Right. A dissonant shape often needs attention, but you have to recognize its structure first.
And finally, step five, ask, how do I engage with this? This is the ultimate move. Once you see the shape, the old question, how do I fix this? It's irrelevant.
The question becomes about relating to the new reality. How do I honor the shape that has now formed?
So to wrap this up, the big discovery here is that inflection points aren't these huge, dramatic crises we expect them to be. They're often quiet. They're moments of awareness, Moments when you realize a shape has coalesced.
And that awareness carries real weight. Because once you see it, it imposes a new responsibility on you. The responsibility to choose how you're going to engage.
Which brings me to the final question for you to reflect on. What's coalescing in your life right now? What elements have been floating around separately that are starting to come together into a pattern? A pattern that's demanding your attention.
And I want to leave you with a final thought on this from the poet David White. He writes about the doorway, and it just perfectly captures this. He says that the selves who got us to this threshold, they can't cross it.
Before us is what we must become, still invisible, waiting for us to step through and meet it.
And whether you step through that doorway or you choose to honor the shape and stay, the irreversible point is this. Once you've seen the door, you can't unsee it.